Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty interesting, a platform called YeFlow. We've got some material here, and we're going to explore how it lets people build, well, custom business applications without having to code.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got some info straight from their website giving us this sort of overview.
Okay.
And then there's also this quite detailed white paper that focuses specifically on how YeFlow gets used in global manufacturing.
Manufacturing. That's always complex, right?
Definitely. Some unique challenges there.
So our mission for this deep dive, then, is to really get under the hood. Mm-hmm. Understand how a no-code platform like this, like YeFlow, can, you know, simplify building apps.
Mm-hmm.
How it automates workflows, improve collaboration, especially in those big, complex company environments.
Right. We're looking for that potential for, like, rapid development, maybe less IT complexity.
And more agility. That's the promise, isn't it?
That's the hook, yeah. Faster apps, less IT burden, more nimbleness.
Okay, let's dive in. Fundamentally, what is YeFlow?
Well, at its core, YeFlow positions itself as an all-in-one platform. It's really geared towards enterprise application development.
More than one. Okay.
But the key, the really big thing, is the no-code part. The whole idea is empowerment.
Empowerment. For who?
For, well, pretty much anyone in the business, really.
Yeah.
Regardless of their technical background, to let them create the specific tools they actually need for their jobs.
Huh. So you're saying, like, the marketing team could build their own campaign tracker?
Yeah.
Without needing IT?
That's exactly the kind of scenario, yeah.
Okay.
It could really speed things up.
I can see that. How does it work, then? Is it easy to use?
It relies heavily on a visual drag-and-drop interface. So you're literally dragging elements onto a canvas to build things.
Okay, drag and drop. We hear that a lot. But what can you actually build?
Well, it's not just simple forms. You can build pretty comprehensive workflows. You know, approval processes, task management.
Right.
Interactive dashboards to see your key metrics. Even, like, dedicated portals for sharing information within teams.
Portals, too. Okay.
Yeah. And crucially, while it aims for ease of use, they stress it's built for enterprise needs. So security, data governance, that's all supposed to be baked in and managed centrally.
Got it. Enterprise grade, but usable. Let's dig into those core capabilities then. Building custom apps. How deep does that go?
Yeah, okay. So the app building itself uses that drag and drop designer.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned having over 50 different controls and logic options you can just pull in.
50 controls, like what?
Things beyond just text boxes, you know, drop downs, date pickers, maybe even things like barcode scanning functionalities for certain use cases.
Okay, quite flexible.
And what's interesting is while it's no code focused, it doesn't seem totally rigid. They mentioned expression editors.
Expression editors? What are those?
Think of them as ways to build slightly more complex rules without actual code. Like maybe calculating a value based on other fields automatically.
Ah, okay. So smart rules.
Exactly. And they even offer the option to add custom code if you hit a wall with the visual tools.
So there's an escape hatch for really tricky stuff.
Kinda, yeah. It offers that flexibility, which is probably important for complex enterprise needs, even if the goal is mostly no code.
Makes sense. Okay, what about automation? Workflows are huge for efficiency.
Absolutely. And YeFlow lets users visually design those approval processes and task workflows. Again, no coding needed.
Yeah.
You just sort of map out the steps on the screen.
So you can see the flow.
Yeah, you define the stages, who's responsible for what, set up automatic notifications to nudge people along.
Right, keep things moving.
And importantly, they highlight the integration capabilities here. These workflows aren't just stuck inside YeFlow. They can connect to other apps the business uses.
Ah, so you could trigger something in another system based on an approval in YeFlow.
Precisely. It extends the reach of the automation beyond just the platform itself.
Okay, interesting. Now, you mentioned sharing content earlier, like an internal website builder or...
Sort of, yeah. It lets you visually create these central hubs for information sharing. Think knowledge bases, team updates, project dashboards, that kind of thing.
And you can put different kinds of content in.
Yeah, rich text, images, structured data tables.
Yeah.
And you can customize the look and feel,
yeah.
You know, branding.
Make it look like part of the company intranet.
Exactly. And they emphasize responsive design, so it works properly on phones, tablets, desktops, whatever people are using.
That's crucial now. Okay. Data, always the big one. How does YeFlow handle the data side of things?
This is where their data builder comes in. It's, again, a visual tool, but this time for creating data models and defining how data gets processed.
Data models, like setting up database tables visually.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And it lets you merge data, analyze it, visualize it, pulling from different sources, maybe within eFlow or even connected systems.
So you could combine, say, sales data with inventory data.
That's the idea. Imagine using the data builder to link quality control results back to specific supplier batches to spot trends, stuff that's hard to do with just spreadsheets.
Right, connecting the dots visually.
Exactly. It's about getting insights from the data you're collecting and generating those data-driven reports that help people make better decisions.
And that leads into reporting, I guess.
It does. They have features specifically for creating data analytics reports. Again, visual building of charts, graphs, tables, dashboards.
All without code.
That's the claim. And you can filter the data, drill down into specifics, really explore what's going on.
Okay, that paints a pretty clear picture of the platform itself. But let's go back to that white paper, manufacturing. How does this no-code idea really land in such a, well, such a heavy-duty industry?
Yeah, this is where it gets really practical. The white paper zeroes in on the advantages for manufacturing. And the first big one is empowering those business users.
The people actually on the factory floor or in the engineering department.
Exactly. Imagine engineers or production supervisors building or tweaking the apps they need themselves using that visual interface.
Instead of waiting weeks for IT.
Precisely. It speeds up development cycles massively. And it helps tackle shadow IT.
Ah, the unofficial spreadsheets and access databases everywhere.
Right. This offers a way to bring that stuff into a governed, unified system. A single, no-code environment for building those internal tools and workflows.
Okay, putting the power in the hands of the people who know the process. I like that. What else did the paper highlight?
Workflow automation comes up again, but with specific manufacturing examples.
Like what?
Think purchase order approvals, complex engineering change, order processes, equipment maintenance requests, things that often involve multiple steps and departments.
All designed visually.
Yeah. And it goes a step further with something they call intelligent document handling.
Intelligent document handling? What's that about?
It sounds pretty neat, actually. Mm. It's about the platform automatically generating documents.
Generating them.
Yeah, like work orders or QA checklists or maybe supplier contracts. Pulling the data directly from forms filled out in eFlow.
Wow, okay.
And then it can route these docs for e-signatures, store them centrally.
Yeah.
You know, the whole life cycle.
So getting rid of the paper trail.
Basically, yeah. Hmm. Eliminating those physical bottlenecks, improving productivity, and importantly, creating a solid audit trail for everything.
That audit trail is huge in manufacturing. Okay, what about data silos? That's always a problem in big companies with lots of different systems.
Huge problem. The white paper positions eFlow as a potential solution here, calling it a unified collaboration hub.
A hub? How does that work?
Well, the idea is that because apps are built on the same platform, they share a common data environment. So a new app
can access data from an existing eFlow app easily.
Exactly. Without needing a complex custom integration project every time. They use an example of an engineering change request app needing employee data or maybe inventory levels.
You can just pull it in.
That's the concept. These cross-application connections are meant to be inherent, keeping data consistent, reducing duplicate entry.
And giving everyone end-to-end visibility.
Right. So different teams, engineering, production support, are hopefully working off the same live information. A single source of truth.
That kind of real-time collaboration could be a game changer. But companies still have their big core systems, like ERPs. Does eFlow play nice with those?
Good question. The paper specifically says it's integration ready. It mentions things like connectors.
Pre-built links?
Yeah, pre-built links for common systems like SAP ERP or Microsoft 365. And then also the more technical options, APIs, webhooks for custom integrations.
So it can talk to the big systems.
It seems so. Yeah. They give examples like exchanging data with SAP or maybe interfacing with Microsoft Teams or SharePoint.
Okay.
And they even mention direct integration with other external services, e-signature platforms, maybe AI tools, even older legacy databases, often without needing extra middleware, apparently.
Which simplifies the IT landscape.
Exactly. Fewer integration points, less complexity, potentially less burden on IT to manage it all.
Makes sense. What about scaling this up and the cost? Manufacturing operations can be massive.
Right. Scalability and costs are obviously key. The platform's cloud-based, so designed to scale from, you know, a single team up to a global enterprise.
So you can start small.
Seems like it. Start with a few apps, then expand to potentially hundreds, all on the same platform, hopefully without the IT overhead growing proportionally.
And the cost benefits. Is it just cheaper development?
That's part of it. The no-code approach naturally lowers development and, crucially, maintenance costs compared to traditional coding.
Maintenance. Right. changes are easier.
Potentially, yeah. If business users can make updates themselves, that reduces reliance on expensive developer time. Plus, you might have fewer disparate systems to license and manage overall.
Lower total cost of ownership, though.
That's the argument. The paper mentions reports showing high agility with low overhead, especially for mid-sized companies, maybe without huge IT teams.
Sure.
And the subscription pricing model, plus having workflows, forms, data, reports all included, is positioned as cost-effective.
Right, not paying for lots of separate tools. So, stepping back, what's the bigger picture here? The strategic impact for a manufacturing company adopting something like eFlow?
Well, the white paper really frames it as a pathway to operational agility and, you know, that buzzword, digital transformation.
How so?
The core idea is being able to roll out new solutions fast, responding to market changes, customer needs, whatever, without getting stuck in long IT project cycles. That's vital in manufacturing.
Speed and adaptability.
Exactly. They got to describe eFlow as becoming a potential nerve center for internal operations.
A nerve center.
Yeah, giving managers like real-time visibility into production, supply chain stuff, helping R&D collaborate better with shared apps, letting support teams access unified info to solve issues faster.
So breaking down those walls between departments?
That's a big part of it. Smoother handoffs, everyone on the same page, hopefully leading to more efficiency, fewer mistakes, just a more responsive organization overall.
And empowering the workforce, too, you mentioned.
Right. The idea is that people can continuously refine their own processes using these tools, driving transformation from the ground up.
While IT still maintains control.
That's the balance they aim for. IT gets governance and scalability through the central platform, avoiding the risks of uncontrolled shadow IT or messy integrations.
So it benefits both the business users and IT.
That's the pitch. The conclusion is basically that eFlow helps accelerate digital efforts across manufacturing, production, engineering, support by providing this connected ecosystem.
An ecosystem of apps, data, workflows.
All on one platform. That's presented as the unique advantage. A kind of force multiplier for complex operations, simplifying things while boosting collaboration and agility, all while being scalable and cost-effective.
Okay, quite a compelling picture. So let's try and summarize. What are the main takeaways from this deep dive into eFlow?
I think fundamentally we've seen eFlow is presented as a strong no-code platform. It enables rapid creation of custom business apps.
Yeah. Right, empowering users.
Exactly. It has robust tools for workflow automation, aims to improve collaboration through unified data.
Breaking down silos.
And it integrates with existing systems. Plus, there's that focus on scalability and cost effectiveness, especially highlighted in that manufacturing context.
And for you listening in, this really offers a window into how organizations, particularly in complex sectors like manufacturing, are looking to become more agile, more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It's about empowering people who aren't coders to build the digital tools they need, letting them respond faster and maybe innovate more directly.
Which does leave us with a pretty interesting thought to chew on, doesn't it?
Go on.
Well, think about the real implications if you truly democratize software development inside a company. What happens when the people closest to the actual work can directly shape the tools they use every day?
What new ideas might bubble up?
Exactly. What new solutions, what ways of solving problems might emerge? And thinking back to those silos, what kind of organizational boundaries could actually start to dissolve?
That's a powerful thought. What happens when you give the tools directly to the people doing the work? A lot to consider there.